I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Crossroads Repertory Theater presents Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights at 7:30, and then Sunday at 4 in the new theater on the ISU campus. We're talking with the director for the show, Lou Hackelman. Lou, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, George.
Now, Alice will be indoors on 4 performances. Then you're actually going to take it on tour a little bit.
Yes, we have one date at Fairbanks Park here in Terre Haute down by the river, 15th of July at 7 p.m., and Rives Hall at 4 p.m. on the 22nd, and those are going to be free.
Now, this seems to suggest that you're going to have either a very simple set or something that's pretty portable.
Yes, it basically the concept is a troupe of actors with a trunk. And just about everything we need for the production will be coming out of a trunk, with the exception of Humpty Dumpty's wall and Alice's picture frame. And then the actors will be taking different roles. The only one who plays the same role all the way through is Alice. And we have 5 very, very talented people who are playing all of the other characters. So they're quite busy.
I would think. Now, is this a challenge for the costuming department and the world of Velcro?
Yes. A lot of quick changes. We're not going to do complete costumes for each. You'll always be able to tell that there's an actor under each character, but the costume pieces will be suggestive, and in some cases there'll be more costumes, like for the Queen and Humpty Dumpty, and there are some cases there'll be less, like for the flowers and various other animal types.
We're talking with Lou Hackelman, who will be directing the Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, based on the great stories of Lewis Carroll. Each, it seems to me, each Alice that is presented has sort of a different feel in some ways. Tell us a little bit about the feel that you feel for this one.
Well, we started out thinking of, you know, the Disney thing, and then we thought of the traditional Alice illustrations that you see so often. And then we tried to go modern. So we've taken sort of the Victorian feel and made a lot of changes, a lot of upgrades, you might say, to them. Some things will be traditional, like the Mad Hatter's hat is going to be very recognizable, but the Cheshire Cat probably won't be, and many other characters will be handled a lot differently. So it'll be a little new.
When you ask an actor to play, say, everything from a talking flower to a mock turtle and perhaps a card in the court, do they sometimes sort of say, uncle?
No, they're very game. As a matter of fact, they've all had very good suggestions about what we could add to make it more interesting and more fun. And I think it's a lot of fun for an actor, because they don't get stuck in a rut and they can use a great deal of their imagination, and say nothing of adrenaline running around all the time.
It's a lot of fun, I think, for the audience to recognize them and say, oh, you know, I know who that really is under that.
Right. It's you're seeing the actor do his thing, really. Yeah.
We've been talking with Lou Hackelman about the production of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, based on the Lewis Carroll stories, at the Crossroads Repertory Theater. It plays Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday at 4, and then goes on the road for some free performances in the area. I'm George Walker.